So for today's study circle, we've got a quote from Sai Baba. Sorry, I don't have the name and the date here. I'll do that next time. So I'm going to read it, and then Reinhold will translate it, and then we'll get started. Ego lives by getting and forgetting. Love lives by giving and forgiving. Love is expansion. Self is contraction. Self is lovelessness. Love is selflessness. Rahul, yeah, go translate.
Maniyanko girestan va sarmosh kardan zendegi mone. Ishq va dadan va bakhshidan zendegi mone. Ishq gostareh hai. خود کوچیک کوچیک شدنه. خود کوچیک بدون عشقه. عشق بدون خود کوچیک و خود خواهیه.
Cole, will you read it one more time in English for all of our friends that are watching just to give them an extra read?
Ego lives by getting and forgetting. Love lives by giving and forgiving. Love is expansion. Self is contraction. Self is lovelessness. Love is selflessness.
We read one more time for everybody.
Manian ba gereftan va sarmosh kardan zendegi mone. Ishq ba dadan va bakhshidan zendegi mone. Ishq gostareh hai. Khod kuchik kuchik shodane. Khod kuchik bedune ishq. عشق بدون خود کوچیک و خودخواهی.
خود کوچیک یعنی چی؟
یعنی
غرور و خودخواهی و منم.
selflessness معنیش خودفراموشی.
Raha, actually the first question to you. How did you know that the way self was being used here was خود کوچیک? Because I didn't necessarily know that.
Because it would be followed by words that don't have a very good connotation.
Attraction
and loveless.
Cool. You may have answered half the question, so that's good. So if we could, I want to just go through this line by line and just go around and check everyone, see how everyone interprets this and understands it. So the first line is ego lives by getting and forgetting. Does anyone have a reaction to that? And does that mean anything to anybody here? Or does anyone here have an experience with that?
The part where it says forgetting, is this maybe referring to that forgetting the self, the big self, maybe? Just forgetting. I understand the getting, like, you just think about yourself and you want more and more things for yourself, whether it's things or otherwise. But forgetting, I wonder if that's what that means.
Cool. That's cool. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, my understanding was the same, that forgetting...
آره
آره میگه وقتی که میگه که معنیت با فرموش کردن زنده میمونه این معنیش چیه؟ معنیش خود واقعیه، یعنی خود واقعی فرموش میشه؟ چون گرفتم من میفهمم، یعنی معنیت بیشتر و بیشتر میخواد بگیره و داشته باشه، اما فرموش کردن به چی؟ فرموش کردن چی؟ باور کنم میگه که به نظر منم یعنی فرموش کردن حقیقت من.
Kumbu, did this line resonate with you? Does it mean anything to you?
Yes, I just wanted to say that certain situations in life is like you have to forget your ego, and sometimes it does, like, inside you, like, it tells you, okay, you need to forget that and just let it go and move on. Yeah. To make the situation worse.
Cool.
کمود میگه که آره این خط اول معنیش برای من اینه که بعضی وقتا در بعضی مواقع ها بعد منیت رو بذاری کنار، فراموشش کنی، باید رها کنی که اون قضیه بدتر نشه.
I think I responded to this one differently, and when you guys said it's not forgetting the self, I was like, oh yeah, duh, that really, really makes a lot of sense. But for me, something about getting and forgetting makes me feel about like this kind of just like dog on a hamster on a wheel, right? Like you get something and you get some sort of gratification out of like achieving something you think you wanted.
You get to this place and then you
forgot about it. And then the next thing you're empty again. It's like Chinese food. You're hungry again 5 minutes later. You know. And I
the MSG.
To me, it feels that's the connotation I felt when I was thinking about it.
اینجا من درک میکنم اینطوری که این گرفتن و فراموش کردن مثل این حیوانات همسر چی میشه؟
همسر
که روی اون چرخه میچرخه ولی جایی نمیره، یه چیزی به دست میاره، معنی هست خوشحال میشه بعد یادش میره فراموش میکنه دوباره خالیه، مثل که آدم غذای چینی رو بخوره 5 دقیقه بعد دوباره درست نشه.
So you mean mind is thirsty and never is satisfied?
I wish I could have said it in terms of dissatisfaction. It's dissatisfaction comes right after satisfaction. So it's like you forgot that you were satisfied even a minute ago with the last thing you wanted, you know?
Or like more desires that you want, and you want more and more and more.
So here, could we say that it's really important to realize that any time you're getting and forgetting, that you're not living from your own source.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Could it be a good sign to recognize how you're functioning in life? As the desire come one after the other, would that not be a good sign to say, oh, here I'm living through the ego? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, like it's a good way to check in with yourself to know, like, if you're on some sort of crazy wheel.
Yeah. میگیریم و فراموش میکنی از اون منبع حقیقی زندگی نمیکنی. یعنی نمونه خوبیه که ببینید چجوری داری زندگی میکنی. وقتی که یه خواسته بعد از میاد، داری از معنیت زندگی میکنی، از طریق معنیت. کربی هم میگه که آره، یعنی اینطوری میشه، این میتونیم به خودمون نگاه کنیم، خودمون رو اندازه بگیریم،
Well, let's go to the next line then. Love lives by giving and forgiving.
میگیم خط بعدی، عشق با دادن و بخشیدن زنده میمونه.
What does giving and forgiving mean to y'all? What does this mean?
این دادن و بخشیدن یعنی چی؟ تجربتون با این چیه؟
Because love is the only thing in the world that, when you share it, it multiplies. It never decreases.
باورت میگه چون عشق تنها این چیزه در این دنیا که هرچی بیشتر تقسیمش کنی، بدی، بیشتر میشه، کمتر نمیشه.
Anyone else have an understanding of either the word giving or forgiving, what that means to you? I'm stuck on this one a little bit.
To me, giving and forgiving makes me think of without expectation.
Unconditionally.
برای من اینطوریه که دادن و فراموش کردن یعنی
بدون انتظار یا توقع
بدون شرط باشه
بدون شرط
بدون شرط
بدون
شرط
So Tim, I'm not sure if I'm just asking a question or just saying. So if to me these two lines are kind of opposites of each other. So if the ego lives by getting and forgetting and the fulfillment of like desire after desire, then would love then be the opposite of that?
Okay, so these two lines are indication of where you are, not what you should do. Because once we decide. When we read a code and we say to ourselves, okay, from now on, I'm going to do that. You will fail. What he's saying is do whatever practice you do so that you can understand that you are not the ego.
Mm-hmm.
Once you are not the ego, giving and forgiving is a character of nature of who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
So there is not, these two sentences are not a teaching, it's indication to tell you what is it that our goal in life should be. It's not to, not to get and forget, or I don't want to confuse you because they're very similar. So there's two ways of learning. One is to read that and say, Baba says, don't get and forget, give and forgive. Okay, you go about your business and try to be a better person, which is fantastic. There's other way that we might have a better understanding. Baba says, listen, when you are getting and forgetting, there is a flag up that you are not being quiet enough. You're going with your mind too much. You're not practicing the presence. You're not staying in the ground of your heart. Because once you do that, then love lives by giving and forgiving. This is automatically, this is what happens. Because so often, we want the rules and regulations from our guru.
Okay,
tell me what I can do and what I cannot do. So I can fail. Give it. So I can feel guilty and then get farther from you and you feel the separation because I'm too shy to get close to you. And all of that. Even when the guru is not in the body, we play this game. But we are more intelligent than that now. We say, okay, thank you, Baba. You gave us a sign when I'm not centered. And you gave us a sign when I am centered. So long.
آیده میگه این خط اول و دوم به نظر من ضد هم دیگه هم درست نمیفهمم. ساتیا میگه که این خط اول و دوم یه نمونه یه
نشونه همش خوب است.
نشونه کجای کار هستی در اون لحظه. این به تو دستور نمیده که چی کار کنی. از این به بعد من این کارا رو میکنم. این کارا رو نمیکنم. اینجا بابا داره به تو میگه که اون تمرینی که میکنی که به تو ثابت میکنه که تو معنیت نیستی رو انجام بده. بعد وقتی کردی میبینی که دادن و بخشیدن طبیعت هسته. این یه درسی نیست. این حالت زندگی ما باید باشه که حالت زندگی مثلا چی باشه. نه که حالت زندگی این باشه، نه که بدیم و فراموش کنیم. ببین ما میتونیم دو جور این به این خود نگاه کنیم. اولین اینه که بگیم بابا میگه این کارو بکن، پس من از این به بعد میخوام این کارو بکنم، آدم بهتری باشم، اینم خیلی عالی. راه دوم، راهی که برای ما بیشتر کارگر هست، اینه که بگیم که بابا داره به ما میگه که وقتی که میبینیم که داریم میگیریم و فراموش میکنیم داریم از معنیت زندگی میکنیم، یعنی تمرین نکردیم، یعنی در اون لحظه نیستیم، یعنی در ناحیه قلب نیستیم. چون وقتی که هستیم
آره عشق دادن و بخشیدن اوتوماتیکه. خیلی وقتا ما فقط قانون میخوان. میخوام از گروه قانون بگیریم که رسوده بشیم، احساس گناه داشته باشیم، احساس جدایی داشته باشیم از گروهمون، خجالت میکشیم از خودمون، بیشتر احساس جدایی داشته باشیم. حتی با گروهی که تو بدن نیست ما این بازی رو داریم. حالا ولی ما عقل شورمون بیشتره، میبینیم که این یه نمونه برای اون لحظه مون، اون لحظه کجایی برای چی کار
Both of you are very talented.
Something I really liked about the way you explained this, which is just like more of a check-in, a test, is that you didn't assign any of these qualities to the personality. It wasn't like, hey, you've been giving and forgiving, and oh, you've been taking and hating. You know, like it's just an indication of how checked in you are. You know. And I can say this love lives by giving and forgiving. I can so clearly, just such an example for me is in my marriage, when I feel frustrated easily, or when I'm like easily irritated, and it's because I'm feeling self-protective, or I need to be getting and then forgetting, and it's so, and it's nothing changes on the other side, it's me, it's how plugged in I am that things feel like giving or forgiving versus getting and forgetting. It's really cool.
کبیر میگه که احساس که به این توضیحی که کردی خیلی بر من جالب بود. اینطوری که شما دارید این رو توضیح میدین، این فقط یه بسنجیمه یه مثل آزمایشه
سنجش
این که فقط یه سنجشه. شما نگفتین که مثلا فلانی خیلی میده خیلی میبخشه، اینا رو به جز کارکتر نکردی، فقط گفتی یه تنظیمه ساده میگه همینه. تنظیمی که برای من یه الگو اینه که توی ازدواجم با همسر وقتی که احساس عصبانیت میکنم یا همون عصبانی میشم، میبینم که خودم دارم از خود کوچیک دفاع میکنم. وقتی که توجهم سر جای درست هست، این احساس رو من ندارم.
Love is an expansion. I don't know.
Baby, what does that mean to you?
Means that love grow. Expansion means grow. For instance, you love someone and your character is loving and expand. Next, your love cover the next one, the next one, the next one. Other than that, I don't have any meaning for that. Love is expansion, is a puzzle, is a rivet. How do I know?
پاسدیو میگه که عشق گسترش هر رو من درست نمیفهمم. مثل جنگل میمونه. به نظرم میاد که یعنی عشق بیشتر و بیشتر میشه. تا اینکه مثلا کاراکتر همون عشق دادن میشه، بعد این عشق رو که میدی به دیگران هم میرسه این عشق. ولی من فقط میشم ازش اینو بفهمم.
Anyone else have anything about what love
is? Yeah, the first time looked at the first two lines, my understanding is another gauge for us. When I feel expansion, I can see I'm in love and I'm in my reality. If not, I see actually my I see where I am.
باور میگه که اینطوری که ساتیان خط اول دوم رو توضیح داد، میشه گفت که این خط سوم و چهارم که عشق گسترش خود کوچیک شدنه، اینم دوباره یه سنجیمه. وقتی که این گسترش رو من احساس میکنم، یعنی در هستی در حقیقت خودم باید دادم
سنجش
سنجش
حتی از باقتی به عنوان سنجین نداری
سنجیدن
To me, this love is essential, so the more love, the more freedom. So that's how expansion means for me. So the more love, the more freedom. The more ego or not being and the truth or, you know, in my original heart, so that's more of limited that I think that I am this body, so I need this, I need that, or more desire, everything comes with that. But the more love it feels, the more freedom, that's expansion. من میگم که برای من اینطوریه این جمله که عشق گسترشه برای من اینه هر چقدر که عشق بیشتری وجود داشته باشه بیشتر برام آزادی بیشتری دارم از تمام خواسته ها جدا میشم وقتی هر چقدر بیشتر خواسته داشته باشم هی انگار کوچیکتر و محدودتر و محدودتر میشم به اینکه من این بدنم من ذهنم بعد اینو داشته باشم بعد اونم داشته باشم بعد همینم داشته باشم تا خوشحال باشم ولی هر چقدر بیشتر عشق رو احساس میکنم برام بیشتر آزادی میاره و اون برام گسترشه
naturally giving and forgiving is just the natural part of your, it's your true nature, what you just said earlier. I had an example a long time ago, maybe like 30 years ago, you did something for my family, and I always remembered it because it meant so much to my mom and everyone that you did it for. And I talked to you about it maybe a few years ago, and you had absolutely no recollection of it, you had no idea about it, it wasn't even something that existed in your mind or anything else, but yet it was so huge and it was so prominent for my family. So it reminded me of that and that same story of when you were in India and you had the prompting to help the person who needed food or whatever. Like that it's just an automatic flow that there is no conscious awareness of, there's no thought to it, there's no... It's just this natural way of being, and that I mean, I've had that.
It has nothing to do with the form of satyam or being a girl or this. It is automatically God does God's work.
Yeah.
And so, the more you live like this, the less you credit yourself to what happened.
You had
and
no
that's why
idea.
You don't have the memory of it.
You had no recollection, like I gave you every detail.
It's less of the mind and more of the self, but the self has nothing to do with the ego body. Does that make sense?
So it's like I had a demonstration of it,
yeah.
By what you had said.
با دادن و فرموش کردن زنده میمونه من یه نمونه خیلی خوبی دارم از این شما خیلی سال پیش یه کاری کردی برای من و برای فامیلم و برای ماها خیلی بزرگ بود یعنی من و فامیلمون هیچ وقت اینو فرموش نمی کنیم اما چند سال پیش وقتی که به خودتون گفتم شما اصلا یادتون نبود انگار اصلا اینجا میبینم که اوتوماتیکه اصلا انگار که آگاه این کار نبودیم شما ساتیان میگه آخه با فرم ساتیان کاری نداره اوتوماتیکه خداوند داره کار خداوند رو انجام میکنه یعنی کردیتی نیست که به خودم بدم هر چیزه کم بشه خود بیشتر میشه و خود جدا از معنیت و بدنه آیا می فهمی؟
For me, when I divide this, I sort of divide this little piece, the first piece, up. Love is. What is the experience of love is? Love flows to anything and everywhere in existence in that particular moment in time makes no distinction, because that love is everything. So when I look, the distinction disappears to some extent between everything that's around and flows everywhere. So it's expanded to everything that has shown up in that particular moment.
بچه میگه که عشق گسترش پیدا میکنه چون عشق واقعی در اون لحظه همه جا حضور داره و همه میرسه. اینطوری عشق گسترش داره.
One other way that kind of
so what happens is when you step away from love, you step into love, is you feel the expansion. You step away from love, is that, oh, I've always been identified with everywhere, and then contract.
One other way I think after hearing you say that I think is interesting is that love is expansion, self is contraction. By the law of nature, like, love is just getting bigger and bigger, and like everything else is getting smaller and smaller. And I think, like, to me, you know, if I am getting and forgetting, it's not about my person that's getting and forgetting. I can just look away from that and go back to love, because like what Richard said, it's everywhere, and it's just expanding and expanding. So, you know, rather than be down on yourself, just turn your attention towards it, you know? I think that's kind of cool.
کمی میگه که آره، آیا عشق به قول ریچارد همه جا حضور داره، وقتی میبینم که احساس کوچیکی میکنم، یعنی که تمرکزم از عشق برداشتم، وقتم یه جای دیگه و به راحتی میتونم که دوباره اون سویچ رو برگردونم، تمرکز رو برگردونم روی اون عشق که همه جا داره.
It's interesting that according to this, maybe love is just always expanding and expanding, and everything else is always just getting smaller and smaller. Even when it feels big, it's getting. Anyone else have something that they really want
to
share?
This is so, after Satchem explained it to me, it feels so clear, like a very clear way of checking in with yourself. When you feel small, contracted, what are you paying attention to? Are you paying attention to your bank account and to your car and to your house and all of your junk? If that's what you want, do it. But if you're paying attention to the love, you feel it. You feel bigger. You immediately feel small and scared and suspicious and worried when you're looking at all that other stuff. It's to me like it's this amazing built-in test, because you can't help but feel those things. You'll immediately feel it. You'll feel it. It's like crap. Am I right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll immediately feel like crap, right? When you're worried about all that stuff. Do you agree, Richard?
Well, it's so heavy.
It's so heavy. It's the worst feeling. And it's telling you, where are you? You want love? So stop looking at all your crap.
How are you going to translate crap? There are a couple ways to do it. I'm curious which way they're going to go.
I'm not really hiding on that. I'm thinking such a impulsive.
Do you have to translate you?
Yeah.
Rada میگه که این چیزی که وقتی سفیان راجبه این موضوع راجبه این کتوز دادن برای من دیگه خیلی واضح شد که این مثل یه چیزیه در درد ما که خیلی راحت چک کنیم که آیا ما راه درستیم یا نه. وقتی که نگران حساب بانکی، نگران بچه، نگران خونه، نگران هزار تا چیز آشغال و مزخرف. That's how I felt it
from.
وقتی که نگران همین که این چیزهای آشغال و مزخرف هستیم و هی میبینیم که اینا چقدر سنگینه، میبینیم که داریم کوچیک و کوچیکتر میشیم، داریم خفه میشیم. اونجاست که میفهمیم که بابا اگه دنبال اینایی که تصدیل بابا رو
خودتا
اگه نه عشق رو بتست
میگی عشق میخوای آره احساس خوبی داره به همراه
یه تست درونیه گفتی درسته
آره
it's an inner test but you know it's not for me I can say that it's been I will do this practice I will make this my practice day every day but there are sometimes that you forget it and that's how you can get back because you feel that you're not happy you're like
trapped it's a horrible feeling
and that's a very good practice to just turn it back to love
Because you think like getting and getting is going to be make you bigger and bigger,
but it's
making you smaller and smaller. Does anyone else have something that they feel like they need to set that they've not gotten to set? Come with just make a
part
of
it.
When
say.
You say love is, and you want to add something to the back side of it, love is whatever you want to describe it as, what is the best thing to add there? So what Father has. Love is God. God is love. Period. All of a sudden, you change. Whole focus of everything.
Well, let Rahab translate that, and then we'll.
I want to say one thing in addition to.
این جمله اضافه کنی عشق هست. کاری که بابا میگه عشق خداوند هست، خداوند عشق هست. و کاملا تمرکز میبره به یه جای دیگه.
I wanted to just say in addition to what you had said. For us,
we
had a lot of crap.
Lots of
said crap. I feel like for us now, that time where you feel like crap or where you're realizing that you're crappy, it's getting shorter and shorter. Like that leash is much shorter because there's not too much room. Before it yanks you back, because when you try to live this way or this is becoming more and more of your reality and your second nature, then when you go towards the crap, you can't stay there for as long as we used to be able to stay there and then run back.
It gets tight fast.
Very fast.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, thank you. Shall we song it up?
All day, Jack.